For SCETV Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The world recently lost one of its greatest scientists, Dr. Charles Townes, a South Carolinian who passed away in January at the age of 99. His name may not be a household word, but there is no one who is untouched by his most famous invention, the laser. Growing up on his family's farm in Greenville, Townes had a great sense of wonder about the world around him and an insatiable curiosity. It was in 1958, as a Columbia University professor, that he had his big idea for the intense beam of light which we now know as the laser. Tom Falvey, director of education at the South Carolina State Museum, says LASER, L-A-S-E-R, is an acronym for light amplified by the stimulated emission of radiation, and he explains how it's generated.
You excite electrons, and when they're in their excited state, they're able to give back energy, and then you're able to create a doubling effect. And by bouncing that light back and forth in a chamber, you can create this intense beam of single wavelength light, which has incredible amounts of uses, as we've seen over the years.
Those uses include lasers that play compact discs and DVDs, read barcodes on everything from groceries to baseball tickets, and eye surgery, among many other applications. Columbia writer Rachel Haney has written a children's book about Townes and is about to publish another book for older audiences. In her talks with Townes, he revealed that many of the laser's modern applications he would never have thought of, but she says these uses were made possible by his curiosity and generosity.
He loved to explore. He loved to find something that no one had done yet. The next thing is, once he made a discovery and got the kinks worked out of it, he backed off and let others pick it up and run with it. And I think that is another reason so many more things have been done with the laser than would have if he had stayed with it and continued working on it just on his own.
Townes won the 1964 Nobel Prize for Physics for his laser work, but apart from its many applications, Haney says Townes was proud of another aspect of the laser.
There have now been at least a dozen more Nobel Prizes awarded for other inventions that use the laser as the building block for their own inventions. And this came after he invented the laser and won that Nobel Prize in the mid-60s.
Townes was not only brilliant, but also extremely versatile, adds Falvey, and there are many facets to the man that most people would be surprised and impressed to know.
I doubt that people realize that he helped to create radar that helped bombers detect things on land like anti-aircraft type weapons. They probably don't know that he also was served the Pope on a pontifical committee for science, so he was able to advise the Pope on science. He was incredibly well-traveled. He traveled the entire world and respected all over the world. And the other one is just that true, humble gentleman, Southerner who he was passionate about his work, but just very down to earth, ordered a cheeseburger and a beer at lunch, and just that kind of human being.
Always pushing forward, Townes entered the field of astrophysics after pioneering the laser and measured the mass of the giant black hole in the center of our galaxy, the Milky Way. Deeply religious, he was outspoken on the compatibility of science and religion and encouraged other scientists to follow his lead. Falvey says Townes was a man whom all Americans can take great pride in, but none more than his fellow South Carolinians who can rightly say he was one of their own. This South Carolina Focus report also can be heard on etvradio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for ETV Radio.